Oh, yeah. 2020 player profile and projections roll on. And today we are doing Luis Severino. His birth name is Luis Severino, with maybe another name in the middle. Not positive.
Yeah, it's just listed as Luis Severino, so we could stick with that.
And we are recording this episode on whatever today's date is, February 7th, but we just found out we're probably releasing it on February 20th, which is his birthday. So if this is February 20th, happy birthday, Luis.
Happy birthday, Luis.
Okay, Jake, you know this guy?
I do know him, Jimmy. He is from Sabana de la Mar in the Dominican Republic. Like you said, he's going to be 26. He might be 26 today if we did our math right, but believe us, we are not a math pod.
Never been.
And yeah, man, he had his breakout season with the Yanks in 2017 to the tune of 14-6 with a 2.98 ERA in 193 innings. Finished third in the Cy Young that year. Followed it up with another All-Star season where he kind of blew it in the second half. He was a little bit of a disaster, but on paper, the season still looks great. And then last year, he gets an interesting little extension. And then he hurts what? Did it start with his lat? Or was it a lat leading to a shoulder? And he ends up missing most of the season, coming back for, what was it, 3 starts in the regular season and a dip in his toe in the playoffs. But he clearly wasn't anywhere near the guy that we'd expect Luis Severino to be during a healthy season.
Yeah. I mean, he did. His playoff game and his playoff games were so weird, Jake.
Yeah.
Like that one against the Twins was the most trouble a pitcher's ever been in at all times, but he ended up going 4 innings pitch, 0 earned runs.
Yeah.
And then versus Houston, 4 1/3 with 2 earned runs. Not great. He's never given us the goods in the playoffs, and you know, you have injury as an excuse in 2019. You have nerves and the cheating Astros as an excuse in 2017. 2018, kind of no excuse. He just fell off at the end of the 18. But, I mean, those are loose excuses anyway. Oh, man,
It's no excuse. 2018, I will say this. It's not like Sevy entered the 2018 playoffs looking like Luis Severino. You can't use that as a cop-out. You can't use everything as a cop-out. But it's not like he went in dealing and we're like, all right, here's our Sevy. We were like, this dude's just been terrible for a month and a half. I hope he figures it out. And he did it against Boston.
He did not. Yeah. Yeah. I still like Sevy.
We like Sevy. I mean, he might be one of the more overlooked players coming into this spring training, right? Because, I mean, he was missing last year. Everyone's going to be all over Gerrit Cole. I mean, Luis Severino is going to be telling himself that he can go pitch to pitch with Cole, and we like that attitude, but I don't think we fully believe that.
No. Well, I think Sevy, if he is 2017 Sevy, like 2017 Sevy is in Cole's arena, Cole's
stratosphere,
batter.
Yeah.
But they're in this, they share the same space in the world.
And I think let's dream. We don't dream a lot on these PPPs, Jen.
I haven't been dreaming a lot lately at all.
I mean, the world, if I have anything CBD, I have the weirdest dreams. Like, I cannot explain how weird they get.
Just CBD or, like, all marijuana then?
If it's a 1-in-1 THC CBD or if it's just pure CBD, I will have the weirdest dreams. However that CBD interacts with my brain, I mean, it is bizarre.
Like fantastical, like Alice in Wonderland dreams, or like real life, but weird stuff's happening?
A little bit of both. Like, I had a picnic with Shaq once.
Did he eat
it
you?
It's bizarre.
Were you the picnic basket?
one time Noodle was throwing up, because I've seen Noodle throw up a lot because he likes to eat socks and he does like a little cat hack up a hairball, but it's a sock. But he threw up like, I think there's a body. Like, dude, it just gets weird.
What do you think Severino's dreams are like?
Probably baseball, his family. He has one reoccurring dream that he like whispered to someone in the clubhouse one time, and they gave him a look like, dude, don't bring that here. And that's the only person Sevy's ever told.
It was Gary, and Gary just shook his head and said, that's crazy, man.
No, let's keep it baseball.
Yeah. Speaking of
baseball or kids.
I was looking at his pitch mix, Sevy. I like looking at these pitch mix charts, you know?
Sure.
2017, he was 51% fastball, 35% slider, and the changeup 13. A pretty decent mix. Has the third pitch. It's for show. It's not much. 2018, he was dominant the first half, whatever the second half. Same exact pitch mix, basically. So last year, in the tiny sample size, the slider dropped a ton. The changeup went up to 16%. And the four-seam fastball went up to 56%. I think that is an indictment of the injury and, like, don't throw a lot of sliders on this brand-new arm.
Yeah, and I mean, if they're using regular season stats from last year, it's 12 innings.
So I'm saying small sample size.
Yeah.
So I expect him to go back. I don't think there's going to be any changes. Like, Sevy is Sevy. Should be good. In 2016, he stopped throwing his cutter altogether. Damn.
Worked.
Damn. 98th percentile for fastball velocity because he throws about 98 miles per hour. That's cool that the fastball velocity works like that.
Yeah, it works on basically a 1 to 100 scale.
Yeah, all those guys that throw 0 miles per hour, 0 percentile.
Babies.
Yeah. Fastball spin, 79th. Exit velocity isn't that good because when he gets hit hard. He's having another baby.
Have another baby, which we've talked about on these PPPs. I mean, congrats, A. B, don't get hurt. And we're a don't get hurt podcast, so that works out.
Yes. It's a girl.
Huge.
And he announced that by swinging a bat, righty, and hitting a baseball filled up with pink shit. And on the Instagram, Gumby commented and said, no pop.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's got no pop.
Gumby smack talking Severino's baby reveal video?
Yes. And you know what, though? Like, the more I watch it, I think he kind of did have some nice pop. You know, he's a slow motion.
It's a nice swing.
His eyes stayed on the ball, and I think the ball went pretty far. So I'm going to have to disagree with Gumby there and call him a bully.
Yeah, that's Gumby just having no idea of the situation and being like, well, Sevy's having a kid. I should probably say something, right? We're on the same staff.
Yeah.
Well, guys like jokes.
Oh, maybe he meant to say no pops. Like, no, you're not going to be a dad. No, you won't be a pop.
Jeez, that'd be even heavier.
That'd be fun.
What are your expectations for Luis Severino this year?
It's a little tough, Jake, because I don't know. And I don't – here's what I was going to pose to you. Not expectations. What are we disappointed with?
Ooh.
Injury-shortened season, for sure. I need 25 starts out of Sevy, right?
Yeah.
It's fair?
Fair.
Okay. I would like the ERA under 3.6.
Yeah, I think 3.5's fair.
3.5? Okay.
That's just a rounder number, kind of.
Thank you for doing the round number.
3.5.
3.5. So I think that's my bare, like, end of the spectrum. He can't be worse than that. 25 starts, 3.5. That's, like, the bottom. If there's a portion that shows what I'm allowing, the bottom is that. And the top is 35 starts, 0 ERA. That's the most good I'll allow. And if he falls somewhere in the middle, I'll be happy.
Yeah, and it really is a curious case of things and stuff, Jim, because 2017 deals basically the whole year. 2.98 ERA, third in the Cy Young. He comes back, and in the first half of the season, he's the same dude, if not even a little better. He was dealing. And then I want to say it was a 9-start stretch or something where he was literally the worst starting pitcher in baseball. And the velocity was still there. And all of us were kind of looking around like, what?
Dude, his 2018 is nuts. 18 starts into the season. 1.98 ERA.
Yep.
11-1. They only lost one game. He only lost one game.
Right.
No, that's wrong. 13-2. So.
Okay.
I apologize across the board.
Thank you.
I mean, so like maybe I'm extending him too much leash.
Well, and that's kind of what I was trying to get to, Jim, because he, you know, if you do 2017 and you do 2018, like when he was clearly right, like he's an under 3 ERA pitcher. So I understand what you're saying with the 3.5 number, because even in that year where in 2018 where the wheels came off, he finished at 3.39, and you look at it across the board and you're like, I'll take that season all day. But it doesn't feel like Seve's going to have, like, it's not like Seve's going to regress a little bit and just be a 3.3 ERA pitcher. It's either like the dude's going to be there or the dude's not going to be there. And I think that's kind of a, it's either really exciting or really scary.
Yeah, I think what we're realizing is I'm kind of just pining for normalcy.
Right.
Just be a dependable guy to go out there and, like, give us the game when...
That's always your thing with starting pitchers.
His hopes before that were, like, go be the stud. I mean, that 2018, his first 18 games, the Yankees won 16 of them, Jake.
Yeah.
I mean, he was unreal. And then his last 14 games, they went 8-6. It went from being a sure thing to being a coin flip.
Yeah. No, and that's, well, I've got good news for you, James.
I love good news.
The all-important decider is the Jake test.
Okay.
And I think I mentioned this a little bit with Stan. I, you know, 2 full seasons, I had a little bit of a rub coming in. I think Seve balls out this year. I think you have the dream of the pitching staff having that, like, passing the ball to the next guy mentality. Like, hey, I shoved, keep the baton going. And, you know, I know that'll never show up in analytics, but talk to any starting pitcher who's been on a baseball team, and that is a thing. And, dude, I think Seve, like, think about what Seve's looking around thinking. I mean, 2017, 2018, he's the ace. He's supposed to be the ace of the Yankees that leads them to the promised land. They go out and they bring in the $300 million man. All eyes are on him. If I'm Seve, I want to remind the people who I am. And I think as long as he's healthy, like we said, I believe in him as a starting pitcher. And now, so that initial dad strength was too much for his lat. Now he's got double dad strength. And so he's just going to deal this year.
I need him to be good, Jake. I'm glad that you are a little feeling it.
Yeah.
Because I'm so scared that he's not good, especially with the contract extension and the injuries last year. I'm so scared of injuries or just poor results. Because think about how long it's been since we've seen bully Seve.
Yeah.
What was it, July 2nd, 2018?
About then.
Not a All-Star math pod, game. But that's like, what, 18 months ago?
No idea, but could be right.
I mean, it's been over a year for sure. I know that much.
Yes.
Since we've seen bully Seve, so it's kind of long time away.
And here's my thing, using the recent body of work. It, like you said, there's almost that a Yankee fan safety dream of like, yeah, Seve's gonna be fine. He won't be as good. He'll just be a three-three chap and he'll twirl it and he'll be great for us. He's shown us no evidence of that. What he has shown us is he's either dealing or he's not. And most of the time he's dealing, he almost had all of last year off. He did come back and fight for the playoffs, which is cool. And I think full spring training, full body of work, Seve should shove this season.
Shove it.
Hmm.
Let's shove it. All right, do you want to know the Zips projection for him?
Give me them Zips.
Zips is projecting 14 wins, and 18 losses in 28 starts, 166 innings. Would you be happy with 28 starts, 166 innings? I think we'd both be happy with that, right? Fine with that, especially after last year. They're projecting a 3.52 ERA.
Yeah, I mean, it depends what that looks like, right? I mean, if we're either getting six or seven innings on most nights and he looks pretty solid, I think we'd be fine with that. I mean, for what I was just saying, we haven't really seen that Luis Severino.
Baseball Reference is projecting half the innings, 85 innings pitched. Go fuck yourself, Baseball Reference. That's mean.
Yeah, they're lost.
That's mean. And a 3.6 ERA. Not into that. I like the Zips one better.
Hey. Yeah, punch those numbers in your computer system. I'm a Sevy believer. They have them having a 3.26 FIP, Jim, so.
I think they have all of the Yankees. Zips has all of the Yankee starters with a lower FIP. Saying they're going to have bad defense.
Some more drastic than others. What does that mean?
I don't know.
But. Yeah, I don't know. Again, like I think we take the Zips projection pretty easily, but it just depends. What does that 3.5 look like? Does it look like dominant Sevy with a couple blowups? Does it look like not as dominant two starter Sevy, or ace for half a season and miserable for half? I don't know.
I'd like to see him and Tanaka's friendship continue.
Yep.
Because this is Tanaka's last contracted year. So you never know what's going to happen.
Let's not talk about that on Sevy's spot.
I'm just saying they have a really good friendship, and I want them to make sure they make the best of it.
Can go sour quick.
What do you think? Dude, baseball Wikipedia is wild.
Oh, yeah.
$225 million signing bonus in 2011. Hey, how's his brother doing?
Pedro?
He's in the Yankees system.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Orioles catcher, because I don't think they were cousins. But I do remember them signing his brother. I don't know.
Okay.
Spring training is probably kind of fun for them, right?
That's what I'm thinking. Rafael Severino, maybe if they're both at spring, does that distract Sevy or does that get him focus?
I mean, you tell me.
It looks like he got released.
Okay, so might be there in support.
Yeah, he's about to be an uncle again. So
right.
Excited.
Uncle Rafa.
All right. Over under 25 games started for Sevy.
I'm bullish, man. He had some weird / tough injuries last year, but in theory, I mean, the wear and tear on that arm took less of a beating than it would have if it was 190 innings. I think they're going to ease Sevy in. I think he gets rolling, and I'm going over. Maybe it's a blind optimist over, but I think Sevy bounces back.
I love it, Jake. I needed it.
Yeah.
I love it. I needed it. I'm a fan of it. Sevy's pitching 35 games. You heard it here from Jake Storielli. Thank you very much for listening to our PPP. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.